Hi, I'm Rigger J, and this is my geeky, kinky, techie audio blog for September 26th. And what I want to talk about is the Seattle Erotic Art Festival and my photo, Two Roses, which will be in the show. The Seattle Erotic Art Festival is a truly amazing art display. It is not something that's held in some little dungeon somewhere, in some private warehouse space. It is a three-day event held at the Seattle Convention Center near the Space Needle, and it is just a wonderful show. It is feels the same type of energy you would have at a massive gala type event, and they do have a Friday night black tie event, and it's just really well done. They take amazing care of the artists and performers and everything that are involved in the show. They take great care to foster the want of art, the purchasing of art, and it's just a great space and well done. I've had pieces in there before. The tied up stormtrooper and a friend of mine in a very fierce power and pose, both sold, which was wonderful. And the thing is with the Seattle Erotic Art Festival is, I hate to say it, that rope photos are a dime a dozen. There is a lot of good rope art out there, but unfortunately, it's all the same kind of thing. It's got well tied, well lit, but you put them all together and it blurs. So for a rope photo to be there, it has to really stand out. And given that we've had COVID for 2 years now, I just haven't been able to shoot the works I've wanted to do. The thing I really wanted to have set up for the Seattle Erotic Art Festival was something totally different. And I basically wanted to focus on boot blacking, especially across genders and identities. But unfortunately, COVID. So I didn't have anything. And someone had started posting some photos on Instagram, I think it was Hijimi Kanoko, of tied up flowers. And I'm like, wow, that's so cool. And we were coming up on the date for submissions to the Seattle Erotic Art Festival. So I bought a bunch of roses and did some ties and submitted a variety of rose-based photos. Only one of them got accepted, and it was two roses, the heads beside each other with basically a very simplistic two-column tie binding the heads together and then down the stem a bit. So I went to go and do the stuff I needed to go print this at 20 by 20 on canvas. And unfortunately, I couldn't find the originals. I had blown them away. This was very upsetting. I have only lost one other photo set due to this type of carelessness. I was very annoyed. So I reached out and said, can I please recreate? And they said, go for it. Let's see what it looks like. So I got some grocery store roses and did the recreation. They're like, yeah, go ahead. Cool. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Unfortunately, the shots I did with the store roses, there was a leaf in a placing. I just didn't like it. Your eye just kept going to this leaf at the bottom, not the hitch in the middle, which is where I wanted your eyes to go. So yesterday I went to a florist and asked for two very picturesque roses. And the woman's like, what? Older lady. And we talked a little bit and I said, yeah. Basically, I've got these two roses and I want to tie them together with a little bit of twine around the heads and take a photo for an art show. So I told her about the Seattle Erotic Art Show.
art festival. I downplayed the sexuality, and I didn't really get into shibari or anything. And I showed her my original shot, and then showed her my recreation that I wasn't happy with. And she says, "That is beautiful." And yeah, I agree about the leaves. So she picked out two roses for me, trimmed off the leaves and everything, and she asked, "Do you want them to open up a bit?" And I go, "Yeah, that'd be nice." She says, "Okay, well, I was about to go to lunch." She said, "Go to lunch, come back, and I'll put them in hot water for you a bit, and that'll open them up a little." And I come back, and she gets me the roses, and these two gorgeous roses were a grand total of $450. Like, thank you. Went home, did the photos. I liked them even better than the originals. I went to a company called Easy Canvas, which was a really great place to get your photos printed. I haven't submitted full nudes to them, so I don't know what their policy on a full nude would be, but I have definitely given them some risque stuff. And a 20 by 20 print was around $30. I think it was $45 with shipping out to the Seattle Erotic Art Festival. And before I hit submit and send it, I did some test prints to make sure that my edits looked good when they were blowing up to 20 by 20. And I grabbed a frame and I put one of the test prints into a frame. And I did a smaller print. This was only a 5x5. I was doing a bunch of different tests. Dropped off at the florist, and she was busy with about four customers. And I said, "Excuse me." She looked, "Oh, hi." And I handed her the framed photo, and said, "Have a great day. Thank you." And left. And all I hear is, "Oh my God, it's beautiful," as I walk out the door. She doesn't know who I am. She doesn't know my name. I paid in cash. And I made her day. And that really kind of made my own day. Which is why I make the art that I do. I'm never going to earn back anything remotely related to what I have spent on this hobby. And I don't want to make money at it. I mean, getting some in is nice, but it's not even remotely the objective. I like, what's the best way to put it? I like that I made someone happy for seeing what I've created. That's it. Yeah. That they too enjoy, that image and moment gave them joy like it gave me. And that gives me more joy. Yay. So maybe self-interest there. So anyway, Seattle Erotic Art Festival is this Halloween weekend coming up. So just over a month away. Which people may not realize, I'm in the process of moving from Baltimore to Seattle, which I will talk about later, another show. And I am targeting showing up in time so that I can go to the Seattle Erotic Art Show, which I am so looking forward to. I want to see all the art and all the fun ideas. Yeah, COVID protocols will be in place. Yeah, wearing a mask and all that kind of fun stuff. But at least it's not like a dungeon where you're having to wear a mask indoors in play space. No, thank you. So, yeah, I've got a piece in the show. I had two pieces a couple of years earlier. And, yeah, I'm really looking forward to this. So if you're in Seattle on Halloween weekend, you should go take a look at seattleerotic.org and maybe attend. And I guess that's about it. Thank you for listening. If you have any comments and questions or suggestions on audio posts in the future, you can get hold of me on Instagram, riggerj_photo. Twitter, riggerj_photo. FetLife, riggerj. Email, blog@riggerj.com. And I believe even on anchor.com you can submit questions and actually ask me stuff to then have on the show. Take care, everyone, and be safe.